Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Connor Riley, he did not go to the Jets, thank goodness, but he did go to the Raiders. And I got to be honest, I was like so happy for Brock, and I am. I mean, listen, he's going to be great. He's going to have a great pro career. But I was like, he's going to the Raiders. They don't have anybody to throw him the ball. Let's talk about the dogs that got picked, and starting with Brock Bowers. What did you think?
So I do agree with you. Like, the Raiders obviously have a quarterback problem. Gardner Minshew is who he is. Aiden O'Connell is fine. But if you look at the rest of that offense, I actually love it for Brock. They already have a tight end there in Michael Mayer, who they're going to ask to be sort of that inline and, hand in the dirt, block the defensive end type guy. They're going to have to be creative to get Brock on the field and get the most out of them. I think that's good. I like that for Brock, that they're going to be asked to use him in a variety of ways. The other thing, he gets to play with Devontae Adams. So they're not asking him to be the focal point of the offense right away. They're going to ask him to do what he does best, which is get yards after the catch, be a tough physical run after the catch type of guy. And so if the Raiders can piece together that quarterback position, in all likelihood, probably next year, I think trade up to get one of the top-tier quarterbacks in next year's class. We'll see how it ultimately ends up shaking out. But I think, quarterback aside, I do like this fit for Brock in Las Vegas. Gets him a little bit closer to home, being from Napa. And so I think for him, well, yes, you would have loved to have seen him go to a team that had maybe a more established quarterback, like, say, the Bengals at 18. I think that was maybe always sort of the dream for Brock. The fact that it's not the New York Jets, for me, is in and of itself a win for Brock.
Now, Connor, I know I was salivating when I saw Kamari Lassiter sitting there, poached, primed, and ready for the Falcons to take in the second round. But they decide to go a different direction. Our loss is Houston's gain. What are they getting in Kamari?
I think this is a good spot for Kamari. He was Houston's first pick. If he runs faster at his Georgia Pro Day, and the reason he didn't run, he wanted to save it for Georgia's Pro Day, not to get too into the details here, but Georgia's turf is a little bit thicker and that's a little bit slower. If he runs at Indianapolis and runs, say, like a 4.54 or something like that, he's probably not even available there in the second round. But they get a guy who, as cliche as it sounds, is just a dog. He's going to, come out, be competitive, make a lot of plays on the ball, didn't have a lot of interceptions in college, but was a very impactful cornerback. I think if you go back and watch one game of Kamari's, it's the Missouri game this year where they asked him to defend Luther Burden. He did an exceptional job there, can play in the slot, and I think he's going to be a guy that helps Houston right away. The team doesn't need a whole lot more. C.J. Stroud is going to do a lot for them this year. And so for Kamari, he gets to go to a place where he can go in and play right away, whether that be as an inside cornerback or potentially as an outside quarterback as well.
We're talking with Connor Riley from Dog Nation. Guys, make sure you check his stuff out. He's got great articles on the draft and, more importantly, on what the dogs did. 8 dogs drafted in the 2024 NFL draft. I was sitting there thinking when Ladd got picked 34 to the Chargers. First, what a great spot for him. Hardball, got a quarterback. But then I'm thinking, Connor, if you come into Georgia and you want to talk about just working your butt off and then like a success story, just turn on the tape of Ladd, right? Turn on the here he comes. Here's a guy that you look at and you go, oh, he's not going to do anything. He's not going to have any influence on this team whatsoever in his time here. And then look at what he was able to accomplish, the 34th pick in this draft. I am, like, so happy for Ladd McConkey.
This guy had two Power 5 offers coming out of Chatsworth, Georgia, North Murray High School, Georgia and Vanderbilt. He was if Tennessee would have offered him, and Georgia can thank Jim Chaney and Jeremy Stewart for not doing so,
yeah,
he would have been a Tennessee Volunteer. And he ends up coming to Georgia, signs in that 2020 draft class, and played with a lot of talented wide receivers in his time at Georgia. You know, George Pickens, a five-star. A.D. Mitchell, a superstar both at Georgia and Texas. Marcus Rosemary-Jack Sane was higher recruited. Jermaine Burton was higher recruited in that same 2020 class. He gets drafted before all of them. This is a guy that just comes in, does everything that is asked of him, plays special teams, works out of the slot, plays outside wide receiver, battles through injuries. And, you know, it was one of the things we were following over the course of this draft was, you know, as Ladd was acing literally every aspect of it, the Senior Bowl, NFL Combine, Pro Day. Well, how is his injury history going to impact him? It doesn't really, in my opinion. Now, like, I think I would rather have Ladd than, say, Ricky Pearsall at pick number 31 or Xavier Leggett at pick 32. But he lands in a perfect place for him where they have no wide receivers there. It's a style that I think is going to be similar to what Georgia ran, and so that makes it some seamlessness there. And he gets to play with Justin Herbert. So if you're looking around at some of these wide receivers that went high in this year's draft, you know, there's a lot of reasons to be excited about Marvin Harrison Jr., Rome Odunze. It wouldn't surprise me in the slightest if Ladd has a more productive year than any of those guys. And for Ladd to land in this kind of a spot where I think he was the number 1,161st ranked player in the 2020 recruiting class to be the number 34 overall pick. Sure, Georgia deserves a lot of credit for that, for offering a scholarship and helping him develop. But I think, as you touched on, Carl, Ladd did so much of this on his own and is a great example of just betting on himself and then absolutely paying off in the draft.
I think the steal, Connor, I don't know if you agree or not, Javon Bullard going to the Packers where he went, man, they got a good one.
I like Javon a lot. I think the guy that, you know, maybe later on, Cedric Van Praan Granger, you know, goes, I think, a little bit later than a lot of people anticipated, and there are various reasons for that. Not the biggest center prospect. I don't think has a lot of positional versatility. I don't think he's going to be able to kick out to guard per se. But Buffalo has a need at center. Buffalo is a team that's competed for championships. And this is a guy who came into Georgia. Georgia hadn't won a national championship in over 40 years. Comes in, three-year starter, was a rock on that offensive line. One of the great leaders at Georgia, not just of the Kirby Smart era, but I think all time. And help elevate the Georgia program from a championship contender into a championship winner. I can't help but think that he could potentially do the same thing with Buffalo. Obviously, they have Josh Allen, James Cook, a lot of nice pieces there. They've been close, but historically they've been the team that comes up just short. I think in Cedric going there, sure, it's a little bit later and a little bit longer than he wanted to go on draft day. But with so many of these guys, fit matters so much more. And there could not be, I think, a better fit for a player for Georgia than Cedric Van Praan ending up with the Buffalo Bills.
Tell Falcon fans what we get in Zion, who was the 197th pick for the Atlanta.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Falcons.
This guy's a professional. Had the unenviable task of having to replace Jordan Davis as sort of the guy in the middle of that defense. And, you know, we all know what kind of impact Jordan Davis had on the Georgia program. And Zion Logue did about as well as of a job you can do. This guy was a leader. This guy showed up every time, played in a bunch of games for Georgia. Sure, he's not the most statistically dominant player out there, nor is he flashy or twitchy or things like that. But this is a guy that just does his job and allows other stars on your defense to really go out there and shine. So we'll see how the Falcons maybe surround him with talent, but this is a guy that's going to be able to come in and do the dirty work there on the defensive line, take up blocks, and really free up your other playmakers to make plays there. Along with, this is a guy you're not going to have to worry about any character concerns at all, a leader at the University of Georgia, and a guy that the coaching staff absolutely loved.
A fit that I really like is Tyke Smith going to Tampa, because he doesn't have to have starter expectations, Connor. He could go there and learn and be a valuable role player on that defense and then sort of grow over time. What do you think about that fit?
Yeah, that fit is really interesting because the Tampa Bay head coach, Todd Bowles, his son Troy is a linebacker on Georgia's team. So he probably has a really good idea of what Georgia is working with there. You know, of the guys, and we talked a little bit ago about Ladd sort of betting on himself, no player over the past year improved their draft stock more than Tyke Smith. He comes to Georgia, was an All-American at West Virginia, probably looking to go three and out and really build his platform, has a foot injury, and then tears his ACL his first year. Second year in the program, not quite the same player he was when he came in. And there were a lot, there was even chatter going into this year, you know, they might start a freshman, Janelle Aguero, at that star spot in the secondary. And Tyke Smith came out and just produced, led Georgia in tackles, interceptions, and tackles for loss from that secondary position. Tampa Bay's got two really good safeties in Antoine Winfield, who was an all-pro this year, and they bring back Jordan Whitehead. But I think, as you point out, Chris, he's a guy that is going to be able to come in, play a role, play special teams. And from what he did at Georgia, where it comes into an established culture and has to work his way up and find a role for himself, I think that experience is going to help him a lot as he transitions into the NFL.
We're talking with our buddy Connor Riley. By the way, how many guys now has Kirby put in the NFL?
I believe the total number is 63 total, and he has produced 17 first-round draft picks in these 8 years with the program. Mm. For comparison, he has lost a total of 16 games in his time at Georgia.
That's nuts. It's just crazy. I mean, and I was having this conversation with Randy Mack before Andy and Randy signed off, and I said, you're looking around the league now, and it's just dog after dog, right? I mean, you see the dominance of what's happened since Kirby has taken over. There's always been Bulldogs in the league. It just seems like it's more prominent now, right? Doesn't it?
Right, and it's every year, and there are more marquee guys. And, you know, even looking ahead to next year, there's already chatter. You know, Peter Schrager had the Carson Beck hype starts now. I think Malachi Starks, similar to Brock Bowers this year, like positional value might change for him. There are not 10 better NFL draft prospects in the sport next year than Malachi Starks. Michael Williams is a guy who I know Nate Tice at Yahoo has as his number one overall prospect. This team and this program is just at a point now where every year, you know, the names are going to change and cycle through, but you always know there's going to be 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 guys that are going to potentially be drafted with 3 or 4 potentially as first-round picks. It speaks to what Kirby Smart has done, and it speaks to the fact that, you know, he's got the proof of concept and the hard part is done now. Like, sure, they have to go out and try and continue to win championships, but they've shown the NFL that, like, when you come through Georgia, you know what type of a player and what type of a prospect you're getting. All the GMs that took Georgia guys acknowledge that in their press conferences.
Connor, great stuff, man. It's always fun to see the guys we've watched over the last few years get an opportunity to go to the league and you know, have success. And I'm looking forward to seeing what all these guys do. And we will be talking about the season here and SEC Media Days and all the things that are going to be on the way here in just a few months. So actually a month and a half, I guess, away from all of that. Connor Riley, tell the people where they can find your stuff.
Yep, you guys can follow me on Twitter at @KConnorRiley. I don't want to quite say the offseason here because the transfer portal is still open.
Sure.
But whatever brief offseason we have, it seems to sort of be here now. But it'll, college football will be here sooner than you know it.
Appreciate you, man. Great job. Yep. All right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.